Got Your Ears On is brought to you by Tactical Legion Knives. Live from the campus of Tom Radio, under the direction of Guido, Scoot, and Johnson, it's the pride of podcasting.
It's Got Your Ears On.
Welcome, everybody, to Got Your Ears On. I'm Guido, along with Scoot.
Let's go!
And Johnson.
Mountaineers.
And guess what, boys and girls? It's Horns Down Week in Morgantown. People are going crazy. The Texas Longhorns are coming to the stadium. And guys, big news this week, not really associated with West Virginian Horns Down, but Oklahoma came out ahead of their game against Texas. And they're, first of all, I just want to say, we have the Mountaineer Maniacs. You know what Oklahoma calls their student fan team?
Oh, I don't know this. What is it?
The Boomer Babes.
No, even better. The Spirit Squad. It's the Oklahoma Spirit Squad.
That makes me think of that Saturday Night Live routine. Remember Will Ferrell and Catherine. What did they call themselves?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The two
cheerleaders. We're the Spirit Squad. And here we are.
So the
Taco Burrito, what's that coming out? Your Speedo?
The Spirit Squad at Oklahoma have asked them and the mascot program and the cheerleaders to not do any horns down signs during the game, as apparently horns down is disrespectful to all Texas fans. They can't take it. So they even posted to anybody associated with the Spirit Squad to please take down all pictures on social media with horns down. This is not a new rule. It's just a clear expectation of our program. Yes, and beat Texas. So, I mean, what's so bad about the horns down? They can't take it? If you can't take the heat, if you can't take the heat, Scoot.
I mean,
get out the stadium.
It's like the Rock on, but upside down. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's like,
right?
Yeah.
Well, but aren't we taking ourselves a little too serious here? I mean, that's the thing that gets me is there's plenty of things. It's so give everybody the finger as much as you want, or like go to other unsportsmanlike acts and then equate horns down into that realm. I mean, like, let's all relax a little bit.
You know
bit
what
here,
I say
folks.
This is.
I don't get it.
This is the trophy era of everybody gets a trophy. Everybody needs to feel good. We all need to not be mean to each other. Don't say horns down. I mean, I will tell you, as a West Virginia fan, I think if they came out, I think if the leader of the Maniacs or anybody at the school came out and said, don't do horns down publicly, you would get three times as many people doing horns
down.
Well,
yeah, I was going to say that too. I mean, come on. Like, it's first rule of things that bother you. As soon as you acknowledge it and you say, hey, don't do that, then everyone, even people that didn't know it was a thing, start joining in horns down because of that very reason.
So, I think I can only assume that anytime the camera pans the crowd this weekend, especially if the folks in the crowd know they're on camera, you're going to see 80 million horns down.
Well, and I think anyone that realizes they're on the big board, like on the video board, it's going to be a whole section of horns down every time, I have a feeling.
I do think that you'll see I would be surprised, I should say, if you see any players do horns down or if you see any of the cheerleader or the Mountaineer do anything like that. But I'm pretty sure that you're going to be a lot of horns down in that student section, a lot of horns down in the fans section.
And didn't Tom Herman, he made fun of somebody last year, didn't he? I can't remember who he made fun of. He did some sort of weird little dance on a sideline. Didn't you guys see that?
Yeah, and I think I may be this might be the wrong thing, Scoot. Yes, I know what you're talking about, and I think it's related to I think Houston has a hand sign where they
Missouri. He was mocking
mocking someone.
He was mocking Drew Lock's touchdown celebration. He was doing like a up and down arms thing, mocking Drew Lock when Texas played Mizzou. So,
I mean, I'm not. I think the Big 12 isn't where we belong. I'll be the first one to tell you that. However, I do feel the horns down thing has kind of united West Virginia fans against Texas and has kind of created a pseudo rivalry, I think, because, and I think it's ludicrous that Texas would be our rival in anything, being that it's Texas and West Virginia have very little to do with each other,
right,
outside of sports. But I mean, I would love to see WVU pound them.
What? So with that said, like if WVU came out and said, don't do horns down or don't do eat Pitt, I mean, what would happen? Like, do you think there would even be a chance that the fans would listen?
Is it going to be one of those things where, like, Huggins gets on the PA?
Yeah,
not
right.
Huggins. It would be like Neil Brown, please stop doing horns down.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like when they usually tell you to stay on the court or stop throwing stuff.
Do you think he'd pull a Sam Weish where he's like, it's not like we're in Pittsburgh or something like that if he got on the
well,
PA?
He didn't get any horns down. He didn't get any horns down questions during his presser today that I noticed. So, you know, I just
he's had some things on Twitter though. They've asked him, and I think I saw something today where the quote was like, you know, I'd rather build up West Virginia than tear down Texas. But let me just like look. Let's level this, Guido. Like with an old boys take. Okay,
old boys take. Yeah.
Let's level this out a little bit. So. You can tell that there's the state of Texas and then there's the city of Austin, because the state of Texas would never be such pansy asses that fingers pointed down would upset them. But the city of Austin is losing their minds.
Absolutely.
And if they think for a minute that they're going to roll into Morgantown, where I've seen fans tipping over ambulances trying to take Miami Hurricanes out,
yeah,
or
right.
full beer cans being thrown at octogenarians from Pittsburgh trying to get into the stadium. Like, pointing my fingers down to make a sad cow is like number 100 on the fluffiest pieces of crap. Like, you don't even, I know you think you're important, Texas. You don't even rate on what has come in and gone out of Morgantown on the hate meter. So, like, just let that sink in. Like, come in, have your wine and cheese, hopefully take an ass whipping, and then go back to Texas.
And that's the thing. You are absolutely right. Like, it's Texas. Be men about it. There are men who carry guns around in Texas into Walmart, you know, for fun. Like,
this like, is the land of 10-gallon hats and, like, 10-foot tall and bulletproof, and I'm carrying my ammunition wherever I go. And sad cow hand signs upset me. Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
So do you think... you're definitely seeing more horns down. What's the probability, Scoot, that you see a player do horns down similar to what happened last year?
I think if it becomes a chippy game, you're going to see horns down.
Yeah.
I think if it's a close game, you might see some horns down.
Yeah. I definitely think so.
Especially if, like, let's say Texas scores first and then they're kind of full of themselves and then we score, you're going to see a horn. Assuming my man George will score. So when George scores, my prediction here, I'm going to throw this out
you
there.
Think George weighs in.
George Campbell,
TD
horns down.
He's going to do it horns down. He's going to take
because he's going to score.
Yeah, you know,
that's all he does.
Yeah, and it's going. I think this game's going to be chippy. I mean, we talked about it last week. I mean, they're going to come in with a chip on their shoulder from last year. We made him look bad on national television last year. This game's nationally televised. Like. It's going to be
last week. It's had a whole year to simmer, and even having this off week just sort of brought it to a boil again. I think that's on top of it too. So I think it's going to be heated. I think it's going to be a tough game.
So
I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to establish some sort of negative hand gesture for every Big 12 team.
That would be great. I think it would be great if every Big 12 team had like some sort of negative. Even us. Even if they did like a WV. I don't know whatever they do. But
what do they do for Cowboy for Oklahoma State? Some sort of like pistol thing.
Pistols down.
Some sort of
pistols down.
Yeah, guns down.
Pistols down.
We'll simulate guns going into holsters. That'll probably really offend them.
That's man.
That'll
really
offend
them.
They'll hate that.
We'll have to start that. Hashtag pistols down for Oklahoma State. Is that what you want to...
Well, pistols we'll like lay our pistols down at the door something. Right. I don't know. Like,
we just... because isn't the Oklahoma State mascot guy, hey, he's Pistol Pete, right? That's Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it will do hashtag pistols down going up to that game. I'm all on board, yeah. Man. We'll see if they get offended. I don't think the Oklahoma State people get offended.
I feel like they will not care. No. Because they're normal
TCU,
people.
I think is the air quotes. I think Baylor's got some sort of bear claw scratching thing.
I think you just made that up.
Well, whatever they, I think we're gonna do claws down.
No,
I
you're
think
right. Baylor has like a claw. They do a one handed like claw thing.
No. I know that the Cyclones don't have anything. They can't possibly have a thing.
they twirl around. They
well, but they have the hawk. I mean, they have the not the hawk.
But yeah, I just don't understand. Like it's a like why? And I feel like this is with Texas, and maybe they've just gotten. I'm gonna say it, boys. Texas has gotten soft. Is what it is. UT's soft. They're soft because like I don't know if the, I mean I think Oklahoma's been doing the horns down thing for a long time. I think it's kind of swept through the rest of the Big 12 now, especially after we kind of made it a nationally televised thing with Will last year and his horns down. I stop being so soft. Like man up.
Right.
Come on, Texas.
People want to like give like hillbilly and all these other, you know, kind of negative connotations to West Virginia. We're gonna point sad horns down.
Yeah, horns down. Come on. They can give us the shoe. They give us the shoes on. We'll give them the horns down. All right, boys. Well, listen. Let's take a break. We're gonna come back and do a little basketball talk going into the season, which starts in 1 month. So let's first hear a little bit from Tactical Legion Knives.
Tactical Legion Knives, a West Virginia-owned and operated company that specializes in heavy-duty tactical knives and gear for the professional warrior, the weekend warrior, and the outdoor warrior. Our products are built tough. For who? For warriors. Hey, Mountaineer fans, make sure you go on Amazon and search Tactical Legion Knives, and when you do, make sure you put in the promo code 25TOBRADIO for Tob Radio. You'll get 25% off on Tactical Legion Knives.
All right, welcome back to Got Your Ears On. Don't forget, check us out on Twitter at Got Your Ears. You can also follow us, each of us. I'm at Guido, Scoots at, or I'm sorry, I'm at Tob Guido, Scoots at Tob Scoot, and Johnson's at Tob Johnson, and those are zeros, not O's, folks, so get that right. So definitely check us out on Twitter because that's where the action is. That's where the fun is, boys.
Yes.
WVU basketball, first practice happened over the weekend.
It's happening.
It's happening. make WVU basketball great again. We're back. Oscar Schwiebe, which I'm just excited to be able to say his name.
Good job.
Schwiebe.
Yeah, you did
good. Looks massive. Basketball is back, boys. Coming soon to a court near you. Scoot.
There's been a lot of talk, a lot of hype around this team.
There is a lot of
and
hype
a lot of action on Twitter and some stories that have come out. And I don't know if you guys caught the story. I think it was on Metro News, and I may have read about it in tweets as well. But they were interviewing Huggins, and they asked him, you know, to kind of reflect on his past. And he said that, you know, after 43 years, everything kind of ran together, and that he's not excited yet, but he doesn't know that he's ever been excited for any season. And then they kind of asked him where he would place himself as a player on this year's team. And there's a lot of hype. Well, there is a lot of hype in West Virginia, and we'll talk about what other folks are saying here in a minute. But there's a lot of hype in West Virginia with some of the guys that they've brought in, a couple of JUCO transfers, shooters. They've got a good little guard that's an incoming freshman. And then, of course, the big O, Oscar. Yep. Our first McDonald's All-American in I forget how many years. But anyway, they asked him where he'd place himself and asked him if he would start on this year's team. His response, start? ? I'd be the captain. He said, I told our guards, the good thing when I watch them play is that I realize what a hell of a player I was.
That's totally-
I knew when a guy gets open, you pass to them. You don't wait for them to get covered. So well, Huggins and that was kind of in rare form.
That's Huggins went total grandpa right there. He was like, back in my day.
That's right. Back in my day, you hit a guy when he was open.
Well, but he's Huggins has got a little bit of that edginess to him, but he's still very happy. I think he still enjoys what he's doing.
Well, that was during the sit down sessions that they had, right? He had players interviewing him, I think.
Yes.
That was a yeah, good watch. If you haven't seen that, go search.
I haven't
that
seen
out.
That. I got to go back and watch that.
Yeah, that was, I think he had, it started off with Jordan McCabe kind of doing some interviews of him. Yeah. And Jordan, of the interviews I watched, he was the only one that was really willing to kind of play a little bit with Huggins. Yeah. Whereas I think they had Miles McBride and a couple others, and they were a little
McCabe,
bit more timid.
Though, Jordan McCabe seems like he's got the personality to do that. I think some of the other guys, you know, McCabe, I think, has the personality to kind
of. Well, and anytime you get a newer guy, they're, of course, like Miles McBride, Deuce, they call him Deuce. Is he really going to like ask a hard hitting question or a question that's going to poke fun when he hasn't really stepped foot on a basketball court yet for the Mountaineers? He's not. He's gonna he's gonna keep it pretty tame. Whereas McCabe kind of knows where he stands already.
Yeah. But I will something, say I will say going back sticking with Huggins real quick though. I will say though, I think I'm going to miss. So I don't watch as many. I listen to a lot of basketball games. I sometimes it's harder for me to catch them on time. So I listen to a lot of them, and I love listening to Tony interview Huggins at the end of the games. And last season was just magical. Like every game, because we were so bad, and Huggins came out of every single post game for every single post game interview with Tony Caridi, and it was always like such doom and gloom and how terrible everybody is and how nobody listens. And so I'm going to miss partially going to miss that. I'll take the wins, I think, instead. But I have a feeling this team's going to be a little bit better.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm hoping you get to miss that.
Yeah. I'm hoping I get to miss that.
He's been a little edgy here in Twitter. And I love that Huggins, I love that he's on Twitter.
You think this is him really posting, or is this like an assistant that does it?
I think it's him.
I kind of feel like it is too, because it's few and far between when he tweets. Well, I think what Scoot's gonna. I'm not sure, Scoot. So I don't mean to step on your toes here. But I hope at least in this roundup, we need to talk about his response to it was Andy Katz. Yeah, not Frischilla. Yep. Frischilla's been tweeting other stuff, but.
So Andy Katz, and we're going to talk about Frischilla here in a minute, but Andy Katz here recently did a Big 12 preview, and he tweeted it, and he also, it was a video. I also watched the video, and he puts you either in a deep run, you're in the category of a deep run in the NCAA tournament, or on the bubble, or I guess there's like a not going to make it, they're not going to get them, some sort of category there. He put WVU in his on the bubble category, but he picked them 10th out of 10 teams in the Big 12.
Really?
And so Hugs weighed in.
Yeah, Hugs tweets, and Andy, you are paid to be an expert, ... Yikes. Hashtag overpaid. Hashtag we shall see. So,
oh, that's too good. That's too good.
He's edgy. I love it.
Yeah.
Did now
Katz give him any response to that, or did he
No, I didn't see any from Katz.
Yeah,
he kept quiet.
But you look at that Big 12, I mean, it's a pretty tough conference from top to bottom, really it is. You know, I look at everyone loves to talk about Kansas, and they've got Azubuike and D'Souza. D'Souza is now going to be healthy, I guess, and eligible. The question will be with Kansas, do they have Bill Self as their coach come the start of the actual season? I don't know that that's something that we'll see. I mean, he might start the season, but he may not be there by conference time.
Does all of this Bill Self hype press stuff, does that affect that team? I mean, that's always a team that you know is going to be at the top of the, you know. Does that affect
them? I think it could, especially if this year maybe not as much as incoming years, right? Because this will obviously change recruiting if let's say he gets a very substantial ban.
Well, I think you're making the assumption too, perhaps, Guido, that it doesn't cause transfers and other team turmoil. I think what maybe is left to be seen is if suddenly guys start transferring and the makeup of the team. I tend to agree with you. If the makeup of the team doesn't change, it's just they have to deal with maybe self not being on the court, you know, on the sideline for certain games or a certain
Danny
number.
Manning? I think Danny Manning.
Yeah, but I mean, does that? I guess. But I mean, even all that press talk, all because that's going to be every game. That's going to be the talk. I don't know if it affects them or not. But I hear you. Go ahead.
Well, and I think to a larger degree too, Scoot. The conference is always a gauntlet. Like there's no, you know, we used to have kind of like if you think about old Big East days, we used to have a complimentary Rutgers in there with TCU.
Or a South Florida.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no bottom to the conference. I mean, I think last year Oklahoma State was pretty poor, but even toward the end of the season, they played good ball. TCU, you know, they're playing a whole lot better. And then the middle of the conference, you know, when you go down those teams, especially when you go to those campuses, they're tough places to get a win away from the Coliseum.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tough-looking looking conference. I think realistically they could get maybe eight. It wouldn't be crazy to me. I mean, it's hard to get nine teams, but they could easily get eight teams in the tournament. And WVU, I would be hard pressed to find them finish last. Something else that I do like, and still talking about basketball, is I do like Fran Fraschilla. Now, if we talked about Andy Katz, I like Fran Fraschilla. He seems to be a big WVU supporter.
He seems to be pro Mountaineers.
He's been pretty positive. I know that he likes coming to Morgantown to call games. And here recently he tweeted a little bit about practices and that he was talking to an assistant coach, which he doesn't name. And he says that we're not having blockouts at practice, we're having train wrecks at the rim because they've got Derek Culver, 6'10", 255 pounds. They've got Oscar Schwiebe, 6'9", 258. And then everyone's favorite, Cameron's own, Logan Rout at 6'11", 250. Those are some big boys.
Well,
big
and people are commenting, too, that after watching them in Spain, that I guess Logan Rout's looking like he's put on some muscle and he's running the floor and – so that's exciting. I love reading stuff like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've said this all along. Looking at this team going into this year and there's gonna be a lot of hype is gonna be around Oscar Schwiebe, but these guys are big. I mean, come on. I agree with him though. These guys are gonna be pretty big. You know, we felt last year's team was so disjointed and Culver looked so good at times that if he could get it together for a whole game or a string of games, he could be a big difference maker.
Well, and we commented too many times last year that oftentimes it felt like he was playing 1-on-5. Many games, everyone else, I mean, we've got plenty of talent, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't coming together. And you know, a lot of times he was the only bright spot. So it's fun now to think about complimentary players around him, maybe people gelling and playing a little bit better. I think it could be a fun season.
And I'm hoping that his skills are a little bit more refined. He's a good passer for as big as he is, but when it comes to around the basket, I mean, a lot of times he just kind of bullies his way in. He doesn't really have any go-to moves or anything. He's just got a stronger motor than everybody else. I don't even say he was stronger than everybody else. He just seemed to want it more.
Yeah. Well, and I never thought he could come off the floor last season. He almost had to play every minute of every game.
Right.
So maybe there's more options.
So I'm excited to see what we've got. And if, from the sounds of it, I don't know how many of you really pay attention to recruiting and that kind of thing, but the incoming class, the 2020s, are looking pretty promising with Isaiah Cottrell, who's now at Huntington Prep, and he's brought along his good buddy Jamin Brakefield, who plays with him there, who's the number one or number two player in West Virginia, who's a big-time talent. And then there's a couple other guys that they've already kind of gotten verbal commitments from. So it should be setting up here. They're saying, the sources are saying that this could be Huggins kind of making an all-in, do-or-die, make-it-or-break-it kind of push.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good time. Basketball season tips off with an exhibition game starting on November 1st, and then we kick into the season shortly thereafter. And don't forget, 5 games on ESPN Plus this year. 5 games on ESPN Plus. All right, guys, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got to do an update on Trapezoid of Evil, a couple other Twitter-based things. So don't go anywhere right here on Got Your Ears On. All right, welcome back to Got Your Ears On. Don't forget, check out our website. It's gotyourearson.com. And Johnson, there's tons of stuff people can get there, right?
Oh yeah, you go check out gotyourearson.com. You can check in on our Twitter bios. You can see links to the latest show, our Facebook page. It's all on there, and we'll try to put updated stuff on there as we cover each show. So check it out.
Definitely, gotyourearson.com. Johnson. It's time for our weekly Trapezoid of Evil update. Hit us with it. What happened this week?
Let's unpack a pretty big week, a busy week in the hashtag Trapezoid of Evil. So let's start by, our newcomer to the Trapezoid. We made room for Virginia Tech, and I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
Because Duke handed them their worst home loss since 1974 in a 45-10 win over the Hokies this week.
I caught some of that game, and I was in a bar in Buffalo, New York, and was watching the first quarter of that game, and I was like, oh man, the Hokies are going to talking to a guy next to me. Oh, the Hokies are going to destroy Duke. Duke could never put a good football team on the field. And then like an hour later, I'm like leaving the bar, and I look up at the screen, and they're like getting destroyed by Duke.
Well, and I think the fascinating thing is that they seem. These last couple seasons to just be getting worse and worse. And I think when that coaching change happened, we all thought it was passing the torch to someone that was going to take it to even bigger heights. And man, it has just been a rough go for people in Blacksburg.
Right. Definitely. All right. So we heard the Hokies not doing so well. How about our other teams?
Yeah. So then let's turn to everyone's favorite women's roller derby team, the Maryland Terrapins. They sold out the stadium in College Park. They hosted Penn State.
That's like what, 35,000 people?
Well, and have you ever been to Bird Stadium? It's kind of like,
never been there. Yeah.
It's kind of like when your dad used to fix the car by just putting some Bondo and like duct tape in places. It's got some rough spots. I've been there a couple times. So anyway, they hosted Penn State. A lot of hype for the game. Pretty sure they sold out. Penn State comes in number 12, and they proceed to beat Maryland 59-0. The Terrapins did not manage any points. So,
and you know who still woke up on Sunday morning feeling bad?
Syracuse.
Poor Syracuse.
Poor Syracuse. And then lastly, how could we forget? We can't get out of here without talking about the Panthers. So, I tweeted out midday Saturday. It was pretty late into the fourth quarter, or at least into the fourth quarter. And Delaware, I mean, look, when you bring the Blue Hens to town, you better bring your A game. That's all I'm saying. So the Blue Hens had the Panthers 14-10 late into the fourth quarter. Now, Pitt ended up scoring and winning this one 17-14. But I have a feeling that everyone was pretty well on the edge of their seat, hoping that they didn't lay an egg against Delaware.
Real quick, a little off the topic, but not really. The Blue Hens helmet. Is it not basically the Michigan helmet?
It is with it like is a color, like a different slight blue. Color change.
Slight change in the color.
It's kind of tough. It's kind of cool.
Like a Wolverine, though, has got like the stripes. A Blue Hen.
A Blue Hen.
Well, I mean, are we talking like a chicken hen?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I don't really know my hen varieties, but I've
been to Delaware before, but I guess they have blue hens there.
I guess.
Do they dye them blue?
I've never seen
Smurfs, perhaps.
Smurf. Thanks, Johnson. So thanks, Johnson, for the Trapezoid of Evil update. It's good to get that update every week and feel better about ourselves.
We got to stay in the know. Yeah, we got to stay in the know.
Just want to talk a little bit about some random Twitter action this week. And one of them, I want to talk about Pat McAfee in general. We haven't had a chance to really talk about him on the show. And I know there's probably a lot of listeners that love the Pat McAfee show. So if you don't follow Pat McAfee on Twitter, you need to, @PatMcAfeeShow. And, you know, he came out with a thing a couple weeks ago, kind of dogging on West Virginia, or at least the fans a little bit, about how he's never been back really much because of after missing those kicks in the Pitt game and getting death threats, you know, from fans who were, you know, don't represent any portion of real West Virginia fans.
No.
He just felt like, you know, it wasn't a place. And then I want to say Coach Brown came out and tweeted back at him and was like, "You're welcome anytime, please come home," which was awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really good to see that. But I want to tell you about one thing Pat McAfee did that made me since he did that and there's been a little bit of action, he's actually tweeted a little bit more in the past few weeks about West Virginia University. And one of them was, I don't know if you guys saw the video that kind of went out about Coach Rich Rod with Ole Miss now.
OC losing it in the booth.
Losing it. And what's great about that is like all the other coaches are just kind of standing there like straight face, not moving or anything. But Pat McAfee put out the best Twitter. He retweeted that video and he said, "When you have a party at your house, the night training camp ends and the entire city of Morgantown stops by, including most of the coaching staff. But a couple of your teammates get 5-0'd after leaving your house and you walk into the facility the next morning." And then it's Rich Rod flipping out. So.
Well, and you know the best thing about that clip is Calvin. I think Calvin McGee is on his left, like directly. Yeah. I mean, you know, almost elbow to elbow with him, and he doesn't even flinch. And that's the funny thing to me is like, yep, that's Rich Rod. Like no one's even. Like, they're like, yep, just let him get it out. You know, don't even turn and look at him.
Just let him deal with it. So, what other? Scoot, you had a good one. John Flowers with a little. He's kind of funny this week too.
Yeah, John Flowers. I was looking at if you don't get a chance to follow him, you need to. I was looking at his Twitter here.
He's at
this past week.
He's at JFlow. Is it at what's it at J?
It's JFlow41.
JFlow41. Yeah.
Barstool Sports had posted or tweeted that people were mad online for Coach Nagy telling Mitch Trubisky to shut the F up. And what was the meanest thing that a coach had ever said to you? John Flowers tweeted, "LOL, I can think of a few things." He doesn't go on to describe those few things, but
too bad he didn't. He should have tagged Huggs in that, because I would have liked to have seen Huggins tweet back at him on that one. So
he could probably write a book.
He probably could write a book. So no, if you don't, you got to follow some of these guys on Twitter, man. They're pretty funny. It's a good time. And don't forget, also follow us @GotYourEars. We're pretty funny too. One last thing before we go this week, guys, I just want to talk about some good West Virginia news, West Virginia baseball. And listen, we're going to talk some West Virginia baseball too. West Virginia baseball and WVU and Shane Lines did a great thing this week. And they extended Randy Mazey 3 years.
Yes.
It's phenomenal for the baseball program. For those of you who don't follow WVU baseball, in the past, I don't even know how long Randy Mazey's been there now, 5 years. It's a complete turnaround in that program. I mean, we're putting guys in Major League Baseball. We are, you know, doing great in the Big 12, nearly going to Wichita a few times. Like,
yeah, and it's funny. He's made people – so I'm, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you I follow anything WVU. And before
– Omaha, going to Omaha.
Omaha, what did I say, Wichita? Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, before Mazey, though, I don't think I really paid attention to the baseball team, to be honest. And it's been fun the entire duration he's been there. So I'm really happy to hear that.
Well, I think with the new facility, how easy it is to see games now compared to how Holyfield was and everything. I think, you know, WVU can make baseball a bigger program and compete with some of those other. I mean, some of those other Big 12 teams have pretty decent sized baseball programs. There's a couple of SEC teams that have really good baseball programs that are fun to watch. And on top of everything else this year, folks, if you get ESPN Plus, you'll get to see a lot of West Virginia University baseball games.
I feel like you're getting like a cut of ESPN Plus promotions.
Are you getting some sort of,
or something?
Is there something here?
No, I'm sorry. There should have been a little more sarcasm in my voice on that.
Okay.
One.
All right.
So you used to get it all for free on the ESPN app. If you had ESPN on your cable, you got the ESPN app. You got all those ESPN 3 stuff. Now you got to pay for them. Anyway. So good to see Randy Mazey staying around at WVU and coaching for at least another 3 more years and helping that program continue to come along. So it's awesome, guys. Big game this week. What's some predictions going into the football game?
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm gonna say, well, I need a win because I need to get to 8. So I'm gonna say West Virginia 24, Texas 21.
Johnson, what are you thinking?
So, you know, I still think Texas comes in angry.
Yep.
because of what we talked about in segment one, I think we've been laying it on thick since we were there last year. I think they're going to remember that. Plus, I think, oh, by the way, they're good. They have a lot of talent. They can really run the ball. And I think Ellinger is playing really well too. So I think if the part of the, and I love my, you know, come on, I love my defense, so I'm not gonna hammer on them, but if that lazy section of the Kansas second half comes to play, then I'm really concerned, and I think we lose a close game. I think if they come out firing like they did against NC State and the offense picks up on it, then I think we win a close game. So that's where I think that line of scrimmage, again, especially for our defensive line, is going to be where we win or lose this game.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this. I see a shootout in our future, boys. I just think it's something about playing Texas that they turn into that kind of game, and I'm thinking that we're looking at like a 42-36 Texas win over West Virginia University, but it'll be a shootout, and it'll be a lot of scoring. It may not happen.
I would like to win just to shatter your 3-win expectation.
I know. Well, and like I was saying, I was going to say anyways, is like this month's going to be rough because we've got at least 2 and probably 3 national televised games coming up. This 4 because that Baylor game is a Thursday night. So it's a potential that the next 4 games are all nationally televised, and I'm nervous about if we can win. And I hope we can at least look good, let alone maybe win one of those 4.
Yeah,
I
mean, you've already coined it the hashtag October of Heck.
Hashtag October of HE double hockey sticks. It's gonna be a rough month, all with nationally televised games. So
could be 4 wins.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think this Texas game is gonna be super tough, but I'm excited. I want to see us come out firing.
Well, folks, we'll be back next week reviewing that game and talking about what else is going on with West Virginia University sports. We look forward to talking to you then. Don't forget, check us out online at Got Your Ears On, at Got Your Ears and GotYourEarsOn.com. And we'll see you next week right here on Got Your Ears On.